Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, we explore how GLP-1 weight loss drugs are transforming the weight loss and wellness landscape in America. This as the pressures of social media have distorted conversations around body image and health. To answer these questions and more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Scott Kahan, Director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness. If you have a question on this topic, you can email it to us. Send it to askus@kcbsradio.com. Dr. Kahan, it's great to have you with us today. You specialize in public health, nutrition, and obesity. So I wonder, as a doctor, what do you make of this broader advent of GLP-1 drugs? Are they good overall, worrisome overall?
Well, you know, the devil's in the details, as with many, many things. The advent of GLP-1 medications, which, believe it or not, are not terribly new. They've been around for about 20 years for diabetes, and they've been around for about a decade for obesity. It's recent that they've gotten much more popular. It's recent that they've become very prevalent to be talking about in the media and social media. But they've been around for quite a while, and things are still growing in terms of our use of them. On the one hand, used appropriately, GLP-1 medications can be incredibly valuable medical tools for diabetes or obesity, as well as, in some cases, reduction in risk for some aspects of heart disease, some aspects of kidney disease, some aspects of liver disease. On the other hand, as with many things, you know, too much of a good thing can be dangerous. And so there, unfortunately, has been both good use of the GLP-1s, but also overuse in a lot of cases. So a lot of people who are fairly thin to begin with often want to go on GLP-1s or other weight loss medications to lose more weight. And other people that don't have technical medical indications, it's not uncommon to hear them going on the medication or wanting to go on these medications. And that's really quite dangerous. But on the whole, these are good medications that are potentially valuable for many people who have obesity or diabetes.
Can you tell us in layman's terms, break it down, how these drugs work? And I guess I'm looking specifically at, you know, how does it help people lose weight? It somehow makes them literally eat less food.
So GLP-1 is a hormone that's naturally made in our guts in response to food intake. So normally in the body, when you eat a meal, there's a number of physiologic changes that happen as a result, one of which is the GLP-1 hormone is expressed in the gut, and it travels through the bloodstream to the brain, to the appetite center of the brain, and it essentially tells the body that you're full now. You no longer need to be hungry. You can stop eating because you've had your fill during this meal. Unfortunately, there's some problems in that system. For one, some people don't have appropriate expression of the GLP-1 molecule, and so they may keep on eating even when, in theory, they should be full. Secondly, the GLP-1 molecule that's made in the body has a very, very short presence in the body. It only lasts about 2 minutes before it's degraded naturally in our bodies, and so therefore it may not work as well as needed. Now, the GLP-1 medications that have been developed over the past decade and longer, they look like GLP-1, but they're slightly modified, and one of the notable modifications leads to it lasting much longer in the body, on the order of 10 hours to around 160 hours, literally a week long, which is why some of them can be taken only once a week. And they support people feeling somewhat less hungry or feeling fuller quicker, such that they're able to better manage the amounts that they eat or the foods that they eat. So again, when used appropriately, it can be a very helpful adjunct to paying attention to eating healthy and exercising and managing one's weight.
We see Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro and others in commercials. They're all over the media. Has that put more pressure on people to perhaps ask their doctor, hey, maybe I want to try that drug, or maybe even more pressure on the doctor to offer the drug to somebody who might need diabetes control or weight loss control?
Yeah, without question. So a lot of this is being driven by patient demand. And in some cases, that's certainly a very good thing. One of the challenges we've had in the field of managing obesity is that traditional doctors get little or no training in obesity management and obesity science in medical school and residency training and such. And so even though we've had good medications for obesity management and other good treatments for obesity management for literally decades, typically primary care doctors either don't know about them or aren't conversant enough with them to use them with their patients generally. Because of the demand that has increased in the past few years, now primary care doctors, by and large, are becoming more comfortable using medications for weight loss. And that, of course, can be a very, very good thing, because there's many, many millions of patients throughout the U.S. that have indications for medications like these, and used appropriately, it can really improve their health. Now, the flip side of that is there is also, unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, more demand for inappropriate use of these medications, and that's something that we all need to be careful about, whether both the prescribers and public health experts, because no medication is magic. There are no miracle pills out there. Everything has risks, and if people who don't have appropriate indications are trying to use them, it is highly likely that the risks will outweigh the benefits, and bad things can happen.
Doctor, we're getting some interesting questions in. One KCBS listener asks about the new micro-dosing trend of GLP-1s. What can you tell us about that?
So there's nothing new with so-called micro-dosing. The popularity of the name has increased. But generally in medicine, we try to use the lowest possible dose that's still effective. And that, you know, done appropriately, that can lead to a good risk-benefit profile of a given medication, whether a GLP-1 or other medications. So in theory, there's a lot of potential benefit of thinking about it that way. Unfortunately, I think one of the drawbacks is that there are a lot of companies out there that are trying to market microdosing of GLP-1s to people who are otherwise not appropriate candidates for weight loss medications. And as I've said, that can lead to real risk. So, you know, just because it's a microdose doesn't mean that someone who is not otherwise indicated for weight loss treatment should be taking it. But nonetheless, there is real potential for using lower doses and still getting good benefits.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doctor, I wonder if you could discuss the fact that some people will tell a person on a GLP-1, listen, just stop eating. Just stop eating. That's how most of us lose weight. Just stop eating. And that's really not fair, you know, to people who have trouble losing weight.
Well, this is as old as, you know, the kid getting teased in the playground for being heavy. It is unfortunate that there is so much misunderstanding and often outright stigma around weight and obesity and people who are heavy. And that's been slowly changing. There's been, you know, better understanding in the past few years, but it still is quite prevalent. People who have legitimate obesity, and I don't mean people who, you know, drink too much beer on the weekends and have a little belly potentially, but people who have the health condition of obesity and the health problems that are linked to it, that is every bit as real a disease as is diabetes or hypertension or other chronic behavior-related health conditions. And it's important for all of us societally to learn a little bit more about that and then to be able to treat people with respect and with support and with compassion. Certainly, some people can just sort of suck it up and eat less and exercise more, and that's wonderful for them. But for other people, they've tried over and over and over again to eat less and exercise more, to go on diets, to go to weight loss programs, etc., and they have either haven't been able to lose weight and improve their health or haven't been able to keep the weight off. And there's a number of medical treatments that can sometimes help with that. GLP-1s are one of a number of options, but for people that are appropriate candidates where the benefits can well outweigh the risks and they can see their health improve, I think it's important for us to support those people to have options that can help them in long-term weight management and health management.
Doctor, we have an interesting question about insurance. Insurance, in many cases, has been slow to embrace the GLP-1s, the weight loss drugs. Is that short-sighted on the part of the insurance companies? I mean, let's say I lose weight, I get healthier, I'm less likely to, I don't know, have a stroke or hospital and have the insurance company paying for me in the ICU.
Yeah. So it's certainly true that insurance has been behind the ball on coverage for evidence-based obesity treatments. It has been changing. It has been improving. Unfortunately, it has been improving quite slowly, and we still have a long way to go. Part of the argument that insurance companies should cover obesity treatments is, as you said, that with so many health conditions linked to obesity, if we treat the underlying obesity, we can save a lot of money on health treatments and hospitalizations and other medications that hopefully would improve with the weight loss. That's a theory that unfortunately hasn't actually been proven. We need better data that actually shows that people who lose weight with GLP-1s in fact have lower healthcare costs. And it's been something that's been studied, but we don't have definitive data showing that. So unfortunately, at this point, it's not a great argument to take to insurance companies as yet until we have that data. On the other hand, obesity is a chronic disease. It's well accepted among all the relevant scientific organizations. And so I don't think we necessarily have to have that data, and I don't think we necessarily have to show cost savings in order to make an argument that people who are sick with obesity deserve options, if we have them medically, that can improve their health and deserve the coverage for those treatments, if we have good evidence that it can improve their health.
Dr. Kahan, we're just about out of time, but I do want to kind of jump back to the social implications of this. Sometimes a person will see an acquaintance who they haven't talked to for a long time, and that person has lost a considerable amount of weight, and their first instinct is to say, oh, you must be on Ozempic or something like that. And that kind of puts the other person on the defensive, right?
Yeah, I would steer clear of that for any number of reasons. For one, although many people who lose weight will do it with GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, many more don't. They may be eating less and exercising more. They may be joining a weight loss program that's behaviorally focused. They may have had bariatric surgery, or frankly, they may be sick and they may be losing weight due to another disease. Regardless, when we approach people, our friends, our acquaintances, et cetera, we want to be thinking about who they are and not what they look like. And so I would steer clear of talking about people's appearance in any way. So if you see someone that has a physical deformity, you don't stare at their deformity. And similarly, if you see someone who's either gaining weight or losing weight in your mind, don't stare at them. Don't bring it up. It's none of your business unless they choose to offer information about that.
Yeah, you know what? If somebody who hasn't seen me since high school says, hey, you used to have hair, didn't you? In some ways, it's kind of the same thing. Unfortunately, we are out of time. It's been a great discussion, very informative, with Dr. Scott Kahan, director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness. Dr. Kahan, we want to thank you for coming on. We want to thank our KCBS listeners for sending in questions. Robert sent in a question that we couldn't get to. Robert, I'm sorry. We'll get to you next time. Dr. Kahan, thank you for joining us. It's been a very valuable discussion.
Thank you for doing this story.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.